Many people claim to be striving for enlightenment, but what does it actually mean? Paul Jones believes that reaching personal enlightenment can actually be quite easy, and he explains how in his book, How to Live in the Here and Now.
I've tried to reduce it to a cognitive concept, something that can be modelled and then replicated within our behaviour, not only our behaviour, our thoughts, our feelings, not something which is handed down to us from on high, but just a state of mind that can be built up, replicated and repeated. And that state of mind, I've decided, is really to be in the world in a non-interpreted manner, to be very directly aware of everything that's going on, where you are at that moment and when you are at that moment as well. So it's present moment awareness as a default, as your primary way of being.
On the other hand, you do have to think ahead a little bit. You do have to decide whether you think somebody is about to do this or about to do that. I mean, that's part of just living in business and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the biggest misunderstandings. I don't know if you've seen The Muppets Christmas Carol, but the ghost in that is the ghost of the present. And the character is so much in the present, he forgets what he says and he keeps repeating himself all the time. And this is the worry, that if you are in this present moment all the time, this is what's going to happen to you. And it's not the case at all, because the unconscious mind is built for planning, learning, and we can go into those areas consciously, but only as a choice. I think a lot of people spend their time not in the here and now, as a default, as a general place to be, unless something pulls them out. And we can really trust the unconscious mind to plan, to learn, whilst we stay in the present. If Archimedes was not attending to what was happening whilst he was getting in the bath and seeing the displacement of the water, he never would have allowed his unconscious to solve that problem, because you'd see his eyes glazed over, he'd be in what we call downtime, he'd be daydreaming, he wouldn't even be bothered about the bath because he's so concerned, how am I going to protect this gold, sorry, the gold crown. He'd never have been in the actual moment noticing what's happening and providing the stimulus is provided for him there, and allow the unconscious, trust the unconscious to do this for you.
So should you perhaps be having times when you say, I'm in the here and now, and other times when you say, you know what, I'm deliberately not going to be, because I want to think about what the future might hold and how I might strategize for this?
Yes, absolutely. When you're in the here and now, we call that in neurolinguistic programming uptime, because we're up in the world, and downtime, because we're down in our minds. But we can be in uptime usefully and unusefully, and we can be in downtime usefully and unusefully. So there's sort of four positions in a matrix. Obviously, we want to be in the most useful place we can be at any time. If you're eating, for example, a lot of people eat watching the TV, and they're very much not attending to the main thing that they're doing, which is eating. And they override the satisfaction signal. They don't enjoy the meal. They're not just generally doing what they're doing. Or you're doing the shopping, you're thinking about, what will I do when I get home? When you get home, you're thinking, what am I going to do tomorrow? You're never there. So there's various times you want to be in downtime, and these are to plan, to learn, to empathise with other people. But most of the time, I think we can spend in uptime, where it's almost as if we live within our heads, and we only take holidays into really interacting with the present world around us when is needed. Where I want to flip that around, we'll only go inside when is needed, but the default position, the place where we live and not where we take a holiday, is the present moment. When the mind drags us away from the present moment, there's various benefits behind that. It's not that the mind is trying to really mess us up in any way. It's not that the mind is out to get us, because every part of the mind is really trying to do what's best for us. But it's doing that according to some perhaps unuseful beliefs. Beliefs such as, I can accurately predict the future. I must be the person I am today, tomorrow. I cannot tolerate any form of discomfort. According to these beliefs, the mind generates this ego, this idea of who we are. And it drags us into the past, the future. It drags us into elsewhere. I'd rather be golfing, as the sticker. You know, you're in the dentist, I'd rather be golfing. So people just denying what is at that moment for something in the future or something in the past.
That's Paul Jones. His book, How to Live in the Here and Now, is published by O Books.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.